kinship.com. Donations to Kinship can be mailed to P.O. Box 51, Richland Center, Wisconsin. Your gift is tax deductible and much appreciated.
WRCO-FM in Richland Center, it is 66 degrees at 5 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. In Tel Aviv, tens of thousands of Israelis demonstrating in the streets tonight, blaming Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's government for failing to bring the remaining hostages home. Asnat Gash is demanding a Gaza ceasefire.
It's been enough, 11 months exactly today, that the people are dying in the tunnel. We cannot let it happen. We cannot go on with our life.
Tensions also high in the region after an American-Turkish woman was shot and killed, reportedly by the IDF in the occupied West Bank during a protest, the U.S. calling for an investigation. The war in Gaza, likely a topic at the presidential debate, now just 3 days away. Both candidates focusing on swing states this weekend. And in California, south of Los Angeles, more troubles for homes due to slow-moving landslide. SoCal Gas announcing it's shutting off natural gas to more than 50 homes and communities near Rancho Palos Verdes, where services are already cut off. This is ABC News. Boeing's troubled Starliner spacecraft making a successful uncrewed return from the International Space Station today. But two astronauts remain at the ISS until February.
The capsule landing in a New Mexico desert 6 hours after departing the International Space Station.
Touchdown. Starliner is back on Earth.
Bringing an end to its disappointing test mission to the orbiting outpost. The Boeing spacecraft forced to leave its two astronauts behind. NASA saying the Starliner encountered some problems during re-entry, but landed on target. Boeing not attending the news conference, instead releasing a statement saying in part, "We will review the data and determine the next steps for the program."
ABC's Morgan Norwood. In San Bernardino, California, the Sheriff's Department issuing evacuation orders all due to a vegetation fire. Officials now say poses an immediate threat to life. So far, it's charred 3,300 acres. Michelle Franz in ABC News.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
Good afternoon. News time today is sponsored by TC Autoworks, a quality pre-owned dealer with a full-service automotive repair facility for foreign and domestic cars and trucks. The forecast for today includes a overnight low of 41 tonight, tomorrow 76, mostly sunny with a slight breeze and warmer. Sunday night, a few stray clouds and 52 and plenty of sunshine and calm conditions on Monday with a high of 81. Today's high, a very comfortable 67. It is 66 degrees.
Make TC Auto Works your one-stop shop for all your automotive needs. Whether it's an oil change, tires, complex repairs, or time to purchase your next vehicle, you can trust TC Auto Works for great service and sales. You'll find a selection of quality pre-owned vehicles. See a salesperson for details. View their full inventory at tcautoworks.com. TC Autoworks, 1201 Highway 14 East, Richland Center, 383-1700.
I'm Phil Neve for WRCO News. Former President Donald Trump is in Wisconsin today for a rally that's intended to focus heavily on the economy, marking his first trip to Mosinee in the mostly rural central part of the key battleground state. Trump and Vice President Kamala Harris have been talking more about their plans for the economy in the week leading up to Tuesday's presidential debate. Minnesota Governor Tim Walz was in Milwaukee on Monday for the Democrats, where he spoke at a Labor Day rally organized by unions, and President Joe Biden was in rural western Wisconsin on Thursday, his first visit to the state since dropping out of the race. Wisconsin, where four of the past six presidential elections have been decided by less than a percentage point, is once again expected to be tight. The latest Marquette University Law School poll, conducted July 24th through August 1st, showed the presidential race in Wisconsin to be about even. Wisconsin health officials have initiated a recall of eggs following an outbreak of salmonella infections among 65 people in 9 states that originated on a Wisconsin farm. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services said Friday that among those infected by salmonella are 42 people in Wisconsin where the eggs are believed to have been sold. The department says the eggs were distributed in Wisconsin, Illinois, and Michigan through retail stores and food service distributors. The recall includes all egg types, such as conventional, cage-free, organic, and non-GMO carton sizes, and expiration dates in containers labeled with Milo's Poultry Farms or Tony's Fresh Market. The department advises anyone who ate the eggs and is experiencing symptoms to contact a health care provider. Symptoms include diarrhea, abdominal pain, fever, and vomiting, lasting for several days. Department of Natural Resources wardens urge use of safety equipment on ATVs and UTVs. DNR Major April Dombrowski says 26 people have died this year while riding recreational vehicles. Most of them were not wearing seat belts or helmets when they died. Dombrowski says ATV, UTV drivers and passengers need to be sober, wear helmets, and know how to ride safely before getting in that seat. The Richland County Fair continues tonight. It is Senior, Veteran, and First Responder Day. Admission for all seniors, veterans, and first responders who show their ID will be admitted for half price. Tonight will feature a meet and greet with musician Ashley Ryan from 6 until 7 and her concert in the grandstand at 8 o'clock. Tonight. The fair will wrap up tomorrow with the Little Britches Showmanship Contest at 11, and Mr. Ed's Magical Midway will open at noon. Those traveling to the fairgrounds are reminded that there is still construction going on 8th, 9th, and Park Streets. Even though the streets are passable, you are encouraged to use Highway 80 to Industrial Drive and then County AA to the fairgrounds. If you're a farmer or other operator, you may have been asked to take part in a survey to gather in-depth information about the use of conservation practices on cultivated cropland. The 2024 Conservation Effects Assessment Project is a joint effort between USDA's Natural Resources Conservation Service and National Agricultural Statistics Service. NAS are visiting nearly 12,000 operators across the contiguous U.S. to determine survey eligibility. Surveying will be conducted into the spring of 2025. This is the first of 3 years of surveys conducted by the National Agricultural Statistics Service. Once surveying is complete, NRCS will combine the data with information from the National Resources Inventory, NRCS field staff, and multiple data sources to estimate environmental and management outcomes of conservation on cultivated cropland across U.S. farms. NRCS will publish the findings as a cropland assessment report. The CEAP cropland assessments quantify the effects of voluntary conservation efforts across the nation's cropland at both regional and national scales. The Social Security Administration announced progress this year to reduce customer burden by transitioning wet or physical signature requirements to digital signatures for over 30 forms, as well as removing the signature requirements altogether for 13 forms. These actions simplify application processes for people, including removing a potential reason for claims to be sent back or denied. As a result of this work, SSA will now allow an electronic signature rather than a wet signature for more than 30 forms, which make up 90% of the mostly commonly used forms by SSA customers in local field offices. Collectively, these forms represent about 14 million signed forms submitted annually. SSA has also removed the signature requirement entirely for 13 of its most commonly used forms, totaling about 1 million submissions in volume annually. This includes removing the signature requirement for the medical source opinion of patient's capability to manage benefits, the letter to employer requesting wage information, and request for reconsideration, disability cessation right to appear. Customers may also upload many of the 13 forms online, further reducing the burden felt by customers. To build on this progress, the SSA is considering removal of signature requirements on other forms that would ease requirements on about 1 million additional transactions. A reversal from UW-Madison Athletics. We told you yesterday about the memorial bricks near Camp Randall that were set to be removed to make way for the new practice facility. Families were told to claim bricks inscribed in honor of Badgers who have died. These families were upset. Now UW Athletics has changed course. They're going to allow people to choose whether the bricks in memory of their loved one get put into a new display or they can choose to take them home. They don't know how they'll be displayed just yet, but Athletic Director Chris McIntosh promises none will be thrown away.
Most of us can agree everyone deserves the right to make their own medical decisions. Politicians should have no say at all. Thankfully, we have leaders like Vice President Kamala Harris who are standing up for our rights to make our own medical decisions and protect abortion rights. As Vice President, Kamala Harris helped lead the administration's efforts to protect abortion rights after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. Vice President Harris has worked to defend access to emergency medical care and support the ability to travel for reproductive care. She's fought for access to high-quality, affordable contraception and strengthened reproductive health privacy. Vice President Harris has defended our rights and freedoms against right-wing extremists who want the government to make medical decisions for us. She's a champion for our rights.
Visit www.abwt.org/Kamala and tell Vice President Harris, keep fighting for our freedom to make our own medical decisions. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
Waiting for the bus? Keep a safe distance from the curb. And drivers, always stop for the flashing red lights. Safety first. If your kids are biking to school, make sure they wear helmets and bright clothing. Safety on two wheels is a must. This back-to-school announcement is sponsored by TriStar Gifts and More, the Richland Locker, and Joan Chevrolet. Here are today's vital statistics. Velma Shaw, 100 of DeForest, died August 31st at UW Health East Madison Hospital. Graveside services will be held Monday at 11 at the Button Cemetery. A lunch will be served at the Pratt Community Hall in Richland Center following the burial. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with their arrangements. For Velma Shaw, 100 of DeForest. And Terry E. Fish, 75, of Bloom City, died Wednesday at home. Funeral services will be held Wednesday, September 11th at noon at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center, with burial to follow in the Bloom City Cemetery. A live stream of the funeral can be viewed at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service website. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel on Wednesday from 10 until the service time at noon. Terry E. Fish, 75, of Bloom City.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
This is meteorologist Heath Bradberg for WRCO. We had a bit of a taste of fall from earlier today with the cooler temperatures as we woke up this morning, and we have slight cooler temperatures for today. However, that's going to be changing as we get through the rest of the weekend into this upcoming week. We have a high pressure system that's going to be moving over our area, so we are looking to have plenty of sunshine for the next several days as we continue getting not only through the weekend, but into this upcoming week as well. As we head into tonight, we could have a few high clouds. Otherwise, it's going to be a little bit on the cooler side once again. Lows in the upper 30s to low 40s. Heading into our Sunday, we're looking at mostly sunny skies. We're going to have a slight breeze coming in from the west, and warmer temperatures are going to start to settle in. Highs are looking to be in the low to mid 70s. Winds from the west up to 15 miles per hour. Now into our Sunday night, we'll have a few stray clouds. Otherwise, we're going to be a bit warmer once again. Lows in the upper 40s to low 50s. Heading into our Monday, we're going to have plenty of sunshine, as I said, with that high pressure system going to settle over our area for the next several days. Highs are going to be warmer still. We're looking at upper 70s to low 80s. As we get into our Tuesday, we're going to have sunny skies to partly cloudy as we get into later on in the afternoon. Once again, warmer temperatures pushing through, upper 70s to low 80s. For Wednesday, we're looking at warmer conditions and a few clouds are going to be lingering. Low to mid 80s for highs can be expected around the viewing area. Getting into Thursday, we're going to be looking at mostly sunny skies and going to continue our warm trend as we can get into this end of the week here. We're looking at highs hitting more the mid to upper 80s as we head into our Thursday. And then Friday, we'll start to decrease those highs just a slight bit. Mostly sunny skies can be expected as well. Highs in the low to mid 80s. For WRCO, I'm meteorologist Heath Bradberg.
Richland County Bank strongly encourages you to remain vigilant against scams. Richland County Bank and other legitimate financial institutions will not call to verify information. Scammers are hoping to trick you into giving your personal information. Richland County Bank reminds you to never give any information unless you've initiated the call and it's to a phone number you know is correct. Don't trust caller ID. Scammers can spoof their numbers so it looks like they are calling from a particular company even when they're not. And if you get a robocall, hang up. Don't press 1 to speak to a live operator or any other key to take your number off the list. If you respond by pressing any number, it will probably just lead to more robocalls. The Richland County Bank has helped local people since 1881 and will be glad to answer any questions you may have. Richland County Bank, downtown Richland Center, and online at richlandcountybank.com. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
66 with sunshine right now. Yesterday's high was 68. We did pick up 6/100ths of an inch of rain. 37 the morning low today. The record high for this date. So we go back to 1922, 97. Also on September 7th of 1962, we recorded a record low of 34. Last year's high was 66 and the low 60. Sunset will happen at 7:26 this evening. Sunrise time tomorrow morning will be at 6:33. Southeast winds are at 4 miles per hour, barometer at 29.97. No precipitation today with sunshine and some blue in the skies yet. Following a daytime high of 67, it is 66 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
This weekend at Macy's, it's the perfect time to start looking ahead to fall with incredible deals on wardrobe updates you can wear now and later. Like 25% off jeans, denim jackets, and more for her. And 20% off new fall must-have shoes. Get a jump on cooler temps with 40% off coats and jackets for him. Going on now at Macy's. Plus, download the Macy's app for even more great deals. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
Hey, neighbor, have you ever heard of Bug Tussle? No?
Well, listen up.
Bug Tussle Internet is a Wisconsin-based internet provider that's committed to providing internet to many of our rural areas. Yes, Bug Tussle. What a great name and a great price for internet, starting at just $45 per month. But hurry, this offer ends September 30th. Get details now at btussle.com. That's btussel.com. Your neighbor has Bug Tussle. You should, too.
WRCO Sports, I'm Phil Nee. Sports is sponsored by members of WRCO Sports Booster Club.
Heartland Christmas Trees thanks you for your continued support. Look for their holiday season retail outlets throughout the area. Heenick Printing offers high-speed digital color copies at the most competitive price and high-quality commercial printing and design. Inspired Innovations, love your look with a manicure and pedicure and the latest in hair services, or relax and rejuvenate with a massage.
In local sports, the Riverdale cross country team competed in their second meet of the season today on the newly dedicated Arnie Mealy cross country course at Darlington Invitational. The weather was beautiful and resulted in numerous fine performances. Beginning with the girls varsity race, Melanie Williamson placed 34th with a time of 24:39. Next was Megan Cruel, 81st with a time of 29:20, and Riley Leaf, 83rd with a time of 29:33. The Riverdale varsity boys team ran next and finished in fifth place out of 15 full teams by scoring 147 points, just 4 points behind host Darlington and 14 points behind Iowa Grant. Places were Lakota Brewer 12th with a time of 18:42, Wyatt Schramm 30th with 19:55, Carson Knight 31st in time of just over 20. It was Caleb Schillelein, 35th, with a 20.05, and Hunter Wilkinson in 20.08 with a 39th place finish. James Schramm with a 21.40 time. Middle school girls ran the race and had fine efforts by Lexi Baumkamp, who finished in 5th place in a time of 9.06. Next was Hadley Wilkinson with a 43rd place finish in a time of 10.36. Rose Schramm was 45th. Olivia Matthews, 87th as well. The final runner of the day was Clark Gilson, who finished the middle school boys race in 9th place in a time of 8.41. Next action for the Riverdale Harriers will be Tuesday at Boscobel's Ryan Zimple Memorial Invitational, with varsity girls beginning the evening races at 4.45. The race will be held at the Zimple Farm, which is located at 16207 Riley Road, Boscobel. That'll be followed by the River Valley Invitational at Spring Green on Saturday, September 14th. In high school soccer today, Richland Center is at the Bigfoot Invitational, and they lost to the host Bigfoot Williams Bay team today 4-2 among the early games. Mount Horeb 3-1 over Delavendarian in boys soccer, and Wisconsin Dells defeated Edgewood 3-0. Last night's college and high school football, it was a busy time for high school in the local area scene. Prairie du Chien, 47-15 winners against Richland Center. Also River Valley, 56-25 over Dodgeville. And Mount Horeb Barneveld beat Beaver Dam 13-9. Ithaca stayed unbeaten with an 18-0 win over Hillsboro. Cashton 43-0 over Nisita. And Royal beat New Lisbon 44-12 in the Scenic Bluffs. Six Rivers saw Potosi Cassville defeat Riverdale 57-0. It was Blackhawk Warren 26-20 over River Ridge. And Iowa Grant beat Waseca Steuben Seneca 28-24. In the SWAL, Kibba City 38, Belleville 7. Darlington shut out Mineral Point 27-0, and Southwestern East Dubuque 34-7 over Fenimore. La Crosse Central beat Reedsburg 43-27, Toma 26, Baraboo 23, West Salem 35, Viroqua 7, Wisconsin Dells 44, Waupun 20. It was Westby 41, Black River Falls 20 as well. And in 8-player football, Highland shut out Belmont 36-0, Kickapoo LaFarge over Monticello 20-0, North Crawford 26, Wisconsin Heights 12, and DeSoto was a winner, shutting out Wunniwaq Weston 40-0. The Green Bay Packers wasted a golden opportunity to start their season on a winning note with Jordan Love running their offense. Now they're going to try to have to bounce back without their franchise quarterback, at least for a little while. A person familiar with the situation said Love had injured his MCL, not his ACL, and should return this season. So the Packers can breathe a sigh of relief that Love will be back, but they're facing a serious issue at quarterback. The only other quarterback on the Packers 53-man roster is Malik Willis. Will the Packers go out and try to sign another quarterback this week? Remains to be seen. It looks like Love could be out 3 to 6 weeks. Packer quarterback Jordan Love out after last night's second to the last play of the game. Love will undergo further testing to confirm the diagnosis, according to officials. Elsewhere, NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell says he would like the league eventually to have as many as 16 international games in a season. Goodell made his comments prior to the Peacock telecast of Friday night's matchup between the Green Bay Packers and the Philadelphia Eagles. It's the first NFL regular season game to take place in South America and one of five international matchups on the 2024 schedule. Those include three games in London and one in Munich. The NFL will hold a game in Madrid next season. Quinn Ewers threw for a total of 246 yards and three touchdowns, leading number 3 Texas to a 31-12 win over number 10 Michigan. The Longhorns moved the ball at will through the air and on the ground as well during the contest. Texas led 24-3 at halftime and did not give up a touchdown until Davis Warren threw a 31-yard pass with a minute 54 to go. Kansas State safety Jack Febreze returned Tulane quarterback Darian Mensah's fumble 60 yards for a go-ahead touchdown in the fourth quarter, and V.J. Payne's interception in the end zone in the final seconds helped the 17th-ranked Wildcats hold on for a 34-27 victory over Tulane. Currently, the Badgers are leading. The score is 20-13. It's in the fourth quarter. The Badgers leading the South Dakota Coyotes in that Big Ten game, non-conference game between the Big Ten and the South Dakota Coyotes in Madison. Elsewhere, Brewers minor league pitcher Ever Urena has been suspended for 56 games following a positive test for a performance-enhancing drug. A 19-year-old right-hander, Urena agreed to a minor league contract with the Brewers in July. A person with knowledge of the deal tells the AP that star point guard Jamal Murray has agreed to a four-year, $208 million maximum contract extension with the Denver Nuggets. Murray made a remarkable comeback after missing the 21-22 season with a torn ACL to help lead the Nuggets to their first NBA title in 2023. That's an update on sports today, courtesy of the WRCO Sports Boosters. I'm Phil Nee.
Simpson's Tractor has served this area since 1920. Farmers, contractors, and municipalities benefit from the quality service of Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center with New Holland, Gale, and Meyer Equipment. Richland County Bank is interested in you. It's part of Richland County Bank's commitment to great customer service since 1881. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. City Utilities Richland Center is proud that this has been a public utilities community since 1880. City Utilities provides city residents, businesses, and industry quality reliable service at the lowest possible cost. The Richland Center High School athletic boosters are anxious to see that every student gets a chance to be his or her best. Your support of the Richland Center High School athletic boosters helps make it happen.
Hi, this is Teresa Clary with Clary Memorial Funeral Home. With today's rising inflation, now is the perfect time to pre-plan and pre-fund your funeral with coverage from Pekin Insurance through Clary Memorial Funeral Home. Your pre-funded policy, called Pathway, is guaranteed and can be used anywhere in the United States. Call today and protect against future inflation with a Pathway policy from Pekin Insurance. Contact Josh Clary at Clary Memorial Funeral Home for more information.
Feeling saucy? Come down to A&W and dip a juicy five-piece hand-breaded chicken tender combo into our new spicy three-pepper fire sauce or our new savory A&W sauce. Dip into A&W and try them today.
Always made fresh root beer, always at A&W. Your A&W restaurant is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel. Stop by and enjoy.
Participating restaurants, prices may vary, tax extra.
Do you take pride in performing routine maintenance and repairs? The House on the Rock Attraction and Resort have an exciting opportunity for you. They're hiring for a full-time maintenance position, 40 hours a week, 52 weeks a year. Join the team and help keep the magic alive at the House on the Rock. To apply, call 608-935-3639, extension 1201, or print an application at thehouseontherock.com. That's 608-935-3639, extension 1201. Don't miss out on a chance to be a part of something extraordinary.
You work hard for what you have and rely on your income to provide for your family. But what happens if you're unable to work due to illness or injury? Hi, this is Ryan at State Farm in Richland Center. With a disability policy, you receive monthly benefits that will help pay your basic monthly expenses, such as the rent, mortgage, utilities, groceries, or other bills. Let's talk about putting a plan in place now that can help protect your income, your way of life, your financial future. Like a good neighbor, Julie Karen State Farm is there.
Thank you for joining us for a Retro Saturdays on WRCO Radio. We'll get to the backtracking show next, following a great day of Saturdays with Simo. And then those were the days a little bit later on tonight. A look at some 70s and 80s headlines. The backtracking show is sponsored by Jay's Power Center in Reedsburg. Jay's Power Center in Reedsburg has everything to make the outdoors awesome. From Polaris ATVs, UTVs, snowmobiles, timber sled kits, and slingshots, there's a great lineup of Can-Am ATVs and UTVs, genuine scooters, Rehu dirt bikes, and Ski-Doo snowmobiles. And that's just a partial list of Jay's Power Center. Come in or call 768-3297 today. Jay's Power Center, Reedsburg. Ready to get you and the family outside.
Jay's Power Center. Get on out there.
Hey,
Hello again, everyone, and welcome to another Backtrackin' show on WRCO. We'll take you to some 70s and 80s headlines, musical memories, and some highlights from this weekend in pop history. During the next half hour, we'll take you back and transport you to a weekend in your life. 1976, Dean Martin surprised his former partner, Jerry Lewis, by walking on stage during Jerry's Labor Day Muscular Dystrophy Telethon, ending a 20-year separation between the two entertainers. This day in 1981, Stevie Nicks' solo album, Belladonna, reached the top of Billboard's album chart with the help of a pair of duet singles, including Stop Dragging My Heart Around, which featured Stevie Nicks along with Tom Petty.
Thank you.
Number one music on the Backtrack and Show from this weekend of 1978, a group called A Taste of Honey, and the poetic lyrics, Boogie, Oogie, Oogie. This is the Backtrack and Show. We're playing some number ones from this very weekend. Let's go back to 1975, a country crossover that went all the way to number one, top 40 in country for Mr. Glenn Campbell.
Been walking these streets so long, singing the same old song. I know every crack in these dirty sidewalks of Broadway, where hustle's the name of the game, and nice guys get washed away like the snow and the rain. There's been a
like a rhinestone cowboy
of the things I'll do. With a subway token and a dollar tucked inside my shoe, there'll be a load of compromising on the road to my horizon. But I'm gonna be where the lights are shining on me, like a
great memories from 1975 and Mr. Glenn Campbell on the Backtracking Show.
I'm Pastor Tim, and this is Life Tracks. One spring break while I was in college, a cross-country teammate and I decided to hitchhike to the Florida Keys and back to our college in southern Illinois. We made it to Key West and were on our way back when nightfall came upon us, so we camped overnight on a beach between two of the islands. In the morning, we decided to go for a swim before taking off on our hike again. What we discovered is that there is a strong current flowing from the Gulf of Mexico into the Atlantic Ocean between the islands. When we realized that, we were already about 300 or 400 yards offshore into the ocean and were being drawn away. Because I'm speaking to you now, you know that we made it back to shore, but there were moments of uncertainty and maybe a little panic. That's the way it can be in our walk with Christ. If we aren't intent on moving forward with Him, we can easily drift away. If we aren't actively building our relationship with Him, we can easily lose sight. The Apostle Paul said, "One thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead, I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus." Brothers and sisters, keep moving forward. As children of the living God, be in a full relationship with Him, reading and meditating on His Word and talking with Him continually. Then you will not be in danger of drifting.
Love God, love people, and make disciples. That's the mission of the Richland Center Free Methodist Church, and you're invited to come and be a part of what God is doing here. We are a very family-friendly church where all ages can come and learn more about God's amazing love. Our worship service is at 10:30 each Sunday morning, and you can also worship with us online at rcfreemethodist.com. The church is located at the corner of Park and Kinder Streets in Richland Center. Come as you are and bring the whole family to the Richland Center Free Methodist Church.
WRCO Studios is proudly brought to you by Meyer Oil and LP, your reliable source for fuel delivery since 1956.
Can you believe the next heating season is just a few months away? Hi, this is Amanda from Meyer Oil and LP. With a busy summer season, don't forget to call and get your summer fill. Or if you're considering a new fuel provider, please call and talk with one of our friendly office staff at 608-524-3914. Call today and join the Meyer Oil and LP family.
A beautiful day, and it'll be a beautiful evening at the Richland County Fair. We had a chance to be out there today and enjoy the sights and the sounds, and today and, tonight, getting into lots of activities. The meat animal sale is underway in the show barn, and Ashley Ryan will take the stage between 8 o'clock and 9 tonight. We'll have some great music in front of the grandstand at the Richland County Fair. Another round of backtracking is coming up in a moment, sponsored by Jay's Power Center in Reedsburg.
Take the wheel to a world of adventure at Jay's Power Center in Reedsburg. UTVs and ATVs, snowmobiles and timber sleds, slingshots, hardworking Mahindra tractors, and so much more. You'll find it all at Jay's Power Center. Jay's mission is to provide a fantastic selection of top brands with the best buying experience and customer support. They service all makes and models with reasonable pickup and delivery services available. Visit jayspowercenter.com, or better yet, experience it in person at Jay's Power Center, East Main Street, Reedsburg.
This is the Backtracking Show on WRCO. I'm Phil Nee as we take you back to a weekend in 1976 when the Bee Gees were heading to number one. Early on a Saturday from WRCO Radio, the Bee Gees, You Should Be Dancing. This week in 1974, Elton John was awarded a gold record for his song Don't Let the Sun Go Down on Me. The single was number two on the Hot 100 for four straight weeks, but was kept out of the top spot by John Denver's Annie's Song, Roberta Flack's Feel Like Making Love, and Paper Lace's The Night Chicago Died. We often play the number ones from the weekend, but how about a song that tried and tried and just never made it to the top? Here's Elton John and Backtracking.
I can't lie, no more of your darkness. pictures seem to fade to black and white. I'm growing tired, and time stands still before me. Frozen here on the ladder of my life. Too late to save myself from falling. I took a chance and changed your way of life. But you misread my meaning.
Don't let the sun go down on me. Don't let the sun. Although I serve.
Sir Elton John, from one sir to another, Sir Paul McCartney, was scoring his second solo number one hit in the U.S. this weekend in 1971 with a song called Uncle Albert, Admiral Halsey. Paul would later explain that Uncle Albert was based on his real-life uncle. He's someone I recall fondly, and when the song was coming, it was like a nostalgic thing. As for Admiral Halsey, he says he's one of yours, an American admiral referring to Admiral William Bull Halsey. Here's a backtrack in memory from 1971.
We're so sorry, Uncle Albert. We're so sorry if we caused you any pain. We're so sorry, Uncle Albert. But there's no one left at home. So sorry, but we haven't heard a thing all day. We're so sorry, Uncle Albert. But if anything should happen, we'll be sure to give a ring.
time at some of the biggest stories and music from the 70s and 80s on the Backtrack and Show. Chart data taken from Joel Whitburn's Record Research in Menominee Falls, Wisconsin. And now this is Phil Nee inviting you to join us for more of our Retro Saturday coming up on WRCO-FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, I need to print for my business, but I really have to watch the budget.
Staples can print whatever you need, and now you get up to 30% off print purchases. So the more